In this week's parasha, we get some insight as to how the Jewish people traveled around the desert as a collective before they went into the land of Israel. Now, to be sure, they were supposed to go in to the land of Israel almost immediately, but for an occurrence that takes place in next week's parasha. The Jewish people then travel around the desert for 40 years until they get to the intended destination, the Holy Land of Israel. Many things happened on the way, many experiences, much for us to learn from and to connect in our lives as we go through the journey of life. So this takes place on the second year after they left Egypt. It's on the 14th day, which means precisely 1 year after their experience of leaving Egypt. It takes place in the desert of Sinai, and Hashem tells to Moses that at this point, everyone should make the Paschal offering on the 14th day in the afternoon with all the laws that Hashem had commanded Moses, and so they did. That's the backdrop of what's about to take place. However, there was a group of people that actually were ritually and spiritually impure. They had been exposed and in contact with a corpse, a dead body, which rendered them ritually impure. They were therefore unable to bring up the Paschal offering, which is what everyone else was doing, and this disappointed them greatly. They approached Moses and they said to him, "We're unfit because of exposure to a dead body to bring up Paschal offering." But hear the critical words. Why are we being left out from the ability to bring up the Paschal offering? Meaning to say, it's not fair. We really want to do this mitzvah. We actually had no idea that there was going to be this injunction. And indeed, they didn't, because this is the 1 year right after they left Egypt. Would it have been assumed to do the Paschal offering exactly as they did it before they left Egypt? No. How would one know that an occurrence that takes place, which is associated with the actual Exodus, would be reenacted and commanded to be done 1 year yonder? But it's not what they expected or not, it's their reaction. Now, it's not exactly, it's not fair, because often when we say this word, it's not fair, we're sort of complaining and saying, well, we also want to, you know, why should I lose out? This is a little bit, even though it's the same words, it's a little bit of a nuance. It's like we want the opportunity to do the mitzvah. We're unable to do the mitzvah, but we do want that opportunity. Why should we be left out from this opportunity? Moses, recognizing the sincerity, says, "Stand over here and let me hear what God says in response to this." Hashem said to Moses as follows in response, that if a person is impure, having been exposed to a corpse or in a place that's very far, physically distant in the future generations, then there will be an option to bring up the Paschal offering 1 month later from the prescribed time. Meaning to say that there's a second chance, and the second chance would be on the 14th of the second month, not the 14th of the first month, which is the prescribed time. It would be the 14th of the second month. And over here, we see a very, very powerful concept in the Torah. A concept that we so well know in our lives and we always hope for, and that is a second chance. That Hashem says, because you approach with such sincerity, because you had such a desire, because you felt like you were being missed out, and it wasn't about you, it was about your ability to connect with a mitzvah that was so important to you. Therefore, I'll be giving a second chance. Very, very powerful concept, this idea that we've never really missed an opportunity. We could always create a second opportunity as long as our intention and as long as our desire is sincere, then Hashem is always there waiting for us with open arms. But you know, it takes the initiation of saying, I'm really disappointed that I missed the opportunity. I really wanted to connect. And it's at that point that Hashem says, do not worry. I am here. You can always approach me. And there's always a second chance. This we call Pesach Sheni, the second Passover. Even today, although we don't do anything specifically, ritualistically, it's a custom that we eat matzah on the 14th day of the second month, exactly 1 month after the onset of Pesach, and we call it Pesach Sheni. Have a wonderful day.